When you become a parent, or even when you just start thinking about the future, everything changes. Biggest thing on your mind is making sure that no matter what happens, your family is taken care of. That's why financial security is important. If the unexpected happens, you want peace of mind knowing your loved ones won't be left scrambling. That's where Ethos comes in. Ethos makes getting life insurance fast and easy. 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and even get same-day coverage. One of the best things is that for most people, there's no medical exam. You just answer a few simple health questions online. It's a simple process that helps provide financial security and helps protect your loved ones. You can get up to $3 million in coverage with some policies as low as $30 a month. Take 10 minutes to get covered today with life insurance through Ethos. Get your free quote at ethos.com/Greg Hill. That's ethos.com/Greg Hill. Application times may vary. Rates may vary.
We need a code word for Two for Tuesday. Any suggestions? We could go Shador, but I don't know if that will translate. Will that translate all day long?
I think it's supposed to be Red Sox related.
It is?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Does it have to be? I mean,
What about Boomer?
We could do Duran to support him after tough weekend.
All right. We could. I mean, the man is the first on the Boston Red Sox with a straight steal of home in 16 years, Curtis.
That's true.
You know who the last to do that was?
16? I believe it was Jacoby Ellsbury.
Yes. Savant nailed it. Nailed it, Curtis.
Thank you.
Good job, Curtis.
All right. Why don't we just go Duran? So code word today all day will be Duran. Not Duran Duran. That is for the concert tickets. But Duran will be the code word. And you can win Red Sox tickets at the bottom of every hour all day today.
And Greg, if Shador stole home, he would have gone undrafted.
Leads this morning brought to you by Subaru of New England and their Love Spring event, which is here now. Spring into your next adventure in a 2025 Subaru. Find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Good morning, Shime.
Good morning. Mine's nice and quick for you. I love when people lean into the bit. Mel Kiper lost his mind all weekend at the draft because Shedeur Sanders kept sliding, and then he was eventually taken by the Cleveland Browns in the fifth round of the draft. So what did Mel Kiper do? He came out with his draft grades, and the only team to get an A-plus was the Cleveland Browns because they drafted Shedeur Sanders in the fifth round. So you know what? Me and Mel are rivals, but kudos to him. I love leaning into a good bit.
And gave our beloved Patriots an A-, I saw.
Correct, yeah. The Patriots, by consensus grades, so I believe, I forget the fellow's name, I believe his first name is Renee, went and grabbed all of the grades kind of across media and averaged everything together, and the Patriots came out with the highest grade in the draft.
Yeah, I've seen everybody's been pretty much giving them a good grade.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, you said 9 wins. Shime said 10 wins.
Yeah. You look at their schedule.
For this Patriots team.
You play Cleveland. You play New Orleans, you play Tennessee, you play some of those teams that are not very good. You play Vegas. So, yeah, I mean, I definitely see – because I think Vrabel is ultimately going to change the look, and this word changed the culture in that locker room. So that's going to be a different football team.
My big prediction is Travion Henderson, 1,000-plus total yards.
All right. I like him.
Okay. Rushing, receiving, over 1,000.
Okay. Curtis, good morning.
Good morning. I am not going to step on Courtney's toes because that would hurt and it would also damage her lead. So I'm going to just say this very as kindly as I can. Of all the people that were made to look 10 feet tall because of a quarterback drafted out of Michigan, no man has ever been more enhanced by one man than Bill Belichick was from Tom Brady. Of all the wasteland that we have seen, of all the world that we have now looked at as the tumbleweeds have gone down one Patriot place in Foxborough, seeing the carcass of Bill Belichick with this odd smile and what just everybody that has been left behind. Seeing that CBS Sunday morning show just made me feel so relieved.
That's what's doing it for you?
Well, it's just one of the latest and greatest examples of it. But seeing these people that are not only, like, not a good coach, unemployable in the league that they were in, now that they don't have Tom Brady, it just, and then the fact that he had to put Tom Brady on the cover of his book made me feel so relieved that in the greatest debate of Boston sports radio history,
Now
I'm on the right side of history.
Let me ask you, based on this morning's discussion for the last hour or so, have you lost any respect for Tom Brady after he and the rest of the NFL owners conspired against Shedeur Sanders?
Of course not.
Okay. All right.
Because I don't think it's the whole NFL. I just think it's teams that would actually need a quarterback.
Right. Okay. All right. Well, he was his guy, though. I mean,
I thought he was going to land there.
He was Shedeur's guy.
Every time Vegas came on the clock, I was like, oh, okay, this is Shedeur's spot. And even though I know they just signed Geno Smith to that two-year deal, I was like, this would be perfect. He can sit behind Geno for 2 years. And I was like, and then they kept passing on. I was like,
do you know
what
Tom Brady did, which is what smart teams do, is they feign interest in someone as a way to get other teams interested in a guy that they don't like, which is why this is collusion, and everybody agreeing that he sucked is why the NFL did something different with Shedeur and not with other players.
I was asked from a listener on the Instagram DMs if Jordan was doing Winnie the Pooh during the interview.
It did at first look. She was wearing leggings.
Oh, she was?
Yeah. Skin-tone leggings?
Okay. Is that what those are called?
They were like light yellow, but yeah.
All right, Curtis, thank you. Courtney, good morning.
Good morning, everybody. Yeah, Curtis just brought up the CBS Sunday Morning. We talked about that yesterday, about the we're not going to talk about that when it came to how did you two meet. There are now more reports about that interview with CBS.
Not talking about this.
That said that she stormed out. Things got so heated at one point, she stormed out.
She did?
Wow. Yeah, expected Bill to follow her. It delayed the interview 30 minutes. And quickly after that, CBS wrapped things up because things were so uncomfortable.
Stormed out of the interview.
Correct. They then were supposed to pick cameras back up to finish on a later date, reportedly, and they ended up canning that as well.
Wow.
This may be the beginning of the end, in my mind, for Bill and Jordan.
Okay.
Because if you are finding a life partner, I don't care about the age difference. I don't care about anything like that. But if you're finding a life partner and you're Bill Belichick, that life partner is supposed to make your life easier. And I think that Bill, having her involved, whether it's in emails or PR or whatever, in his mind, he thought he trusts her, clearly. So he had somebody he trusts who was going to make his life easier. Now this entire week, what was supposed to be a small interview on CBS morning television about his upcoming book release, no one's talking about the book release. Everybody is talking about the fact that he looks incompetent and his girlfriend is stepping on everybody's toes. Now, I don't agree that UNC is worried about his coaching ability when it comes to Jordan. I don't think that she has her hand in the football aspects. I know she's on the emails and everything like that. But I do worry that this is causing a bigger headache for Bill than he anticipated. And this might be the time to cut ties.
It's a disaster for him.
Yeah.
Do they know?
He looks like a senile old man.
Right.
He's under her spell.
Right. Looks like.
He is.
And like to show up to an interview like that, a national interview with only her, where I guess the people from CBS have said that they were shocked by that Bill didn't have any representative from UNC, didn't have any type of PR person who is a legit PR person, didn't have a manager with him, only came with Jordan. That's worrisome.
Is that sweatshirt new? I heard yesterday that was actually that you can buy worn shirts like that.
I think he's had that forever.
Yeah, forever.
I thought that was the one. That's a similar one to the one he broke out at the UNC press conference that was his dad's or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Navy one?
Yeah, I think. What did he break out at the press conference? His dad's UNC's.
Dad coached there or something like that.
He coached at UNC, and I think he was going with that same theme, I think his theme is Coastal Grandpa, Curtis, Delusional Grandpa.
Coastal, time to take the keys away.
Yeah. That's like, oh, Grandpa got away. We're trying to find him. Please call us if you see a guy wandering on the beach like, you know. You think she has the thing in her purse, like the Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday little pill package?
Oh, definitely.
The rejoin opportunity with that statement by Wiggy Scheim. I think the band is... Is the band Fastway, that song about the old couple that went on the drive and got lost? Do you know what I'm talking about?
I have
absolutely
no idea.
They made up their mind and they started walking. Then had more important things to do.
Keep going.
You know that song?
Maybe I'll get it.
No,
keep Jay. Do you know anymore?
Yeah, it's a song that was ripped from the headlines. Casey Kasem told me that.
All right.
All right. Anyway. So you think that the end should be nigh?
Yeah.
Unfortunately, that Bill ought to cut cords.
But you don't think it doesn't bother him? Because he knows her behavior, and he's probably like.
But that's all happened behind the scenes. Like there's never been a time where now we've seen this side of the relationship, and Bill was with Linda forever. We never heard about Linda. We never saw anything about Linda.
Remember, this is new because they brought up on the interview. You're doing airplanes. You're doing the fisherman and the mermaid.
Like, I don't think Bill.
These are all things that I think Bill is cool with.
I don't think Bill cares about people commenting on an age gap or anything, or him being silly on Instagram because he is putting that content out. The fact that CBS aired this content. Right. Against his will.
Do you think that, I'm asking this honestly, do you think she thought that if she stormed out, they would just not air any of it? Like,
yes.
That was her goal, that it wasn't going in the right direction, and she thought, oh, maybe if we leave, if I can get Bill to walk off, we can get them to get rid of this whole interview?
Maybe. She must have thought that Bill was going to go with her.
Yeah, and I think he did follow her. It was delayed 30 minutes. The interview stopped for 30 minutes because reportedly, because she stormed out.
What an absolute douche move on her
part.
And
that's why I said yesterday, do you think that this caused an argument? Like if Santa was doing an interview and I interrupted his interview and interjected in any way or stormed out, like that would be a massive issue.
Not if the guy's whipped.
You say Santa's whipped all the time. Yeah. Santa would have a real issue if I did that.
No. And CBS didn't do them dirty, guys. I thought that yesterday. I'm not saying you did. If she stormed off and he followed and they put that in, like the fact that they didn't put that in the broadcast shows they actually protected
it. I'd love to know what made her storm
off. Like what question was it?
I think she probably told them in advance of setting up the interview, you can't ask about how we met. I mean, let's be honest. They met a long time ago.
2021.
We talked about it on the show very carefully. At the time that he was in New Orleans, was he there for a draft or what was he doing down there?
No, that it was this odd period because they had just finished the Patricia and Judge season and Kraft had sent the email saying that they were retaining Gerard Mayo in negotiating and that they had hired Bill O'Brien.
Right.
And we thought it was really weird that Bill wasn't a part of it and then he was spotted in the French Quarter.
With her.
With her.
So she was there.
And so she is now 24. Am I correct about that?
Yeah, 24.
So in 2021, she was
21. 3 years ago, right?
Four years ago. She was 20.
She was 20?
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. It was like a Shannon Sharp.
I mean,
so she was his side piece that became his main piece.
I don't want to speculate.
You're speculating.
Yeah, I'm speculating.
You're alleging something.
Well, you said if they...
You can't just say things like that.
Okay.
You would be alleging that. I don't know.
But that would be why they don't want to talk about it.
Right. That's why I would think they would be upset because she's talked about how they met before and it seemed like a nice story.
Well,
right?
It was basically that they met, he signed her book, and then they went their separate ways.
And my colleagues all thought that that was the birth of this loving relationship.
So
just the bright-eyed student.
But he can't keep going on with this way.
Maybe maybe
he doesn't care.
His infatuation towards her doesn't bother him. Like he
said, Rod Stewart infatuation rejoin.
Right, but this is who Bill is. It's loyalty over ability. That's everything about him. He trusts her, and she's loyal to him. He perceives right.
He said, "I don't. Whatever people say doesn't bother me. It seems like it bothers her more than it bothers him." So if it doesn't bother him, he's probably saying to her afterwards, hey, Jordan, don't worry about it. People are going to say stuff. Hey, you and I are good. That's all that matters.
But I don't think he wants to look like a foolish, as I said yesterday, doddering old man. I mean, if she keeps making him look like a fool, he's going to get rid of her.
But she's the only one that presents him anything. Like, I think she filters the world out from him. Like, I don't think Bill's, you know, in his bed, you know, going on Instagram when she's out, you know, getting ready.
Do you think he ever accidentally rolls over on her and injures the tendons in her hand?
Well, that would be a big cause for concern.
Yeah. He's not as big as I am.
Bill is Little Spoon or Big Spoon?
No, Bill is I eat everything with a spoon.
I would say he's definitely big spoon.
You think so?
Yeah, because she, I could see her being like, Bill, it's time to cuddle. It's time to go to bed. I want you to hold me, Bill.
Uh-huh.
You know? I could see her being like, all right, this is what we're doing, Bill. And he's like, okay baby.
Did you see that post that she put up where they were eating fruit and ice cream and she turned the fruit into
lobsters.
A lobster?
Yeah. That was nice.
Nice?
Well.
That's how Brees and Julia used to eat their food when they were 10.
James loves Mickey mac and cheese noodles.
She literally took the plate of strawberries and made them into a lobster shape.
Bill, get in here. It's time for Pinterest. Bill's like, all right.
Yeah, she's like, at Christmas, she's like, hey, Bill, I got you matching pajamas you
of
can
course.
Wear with me.
Let's, I guarantee
let's not,
you.
Let's not forget that
I
one.
I guarantee Captain you Christmas
Whip,
time.
Captain Whip, Whipola. Yep. Let's
I,
not
remember. I remember that. I guarantee you Bill will be doing matching pajama pitches.
One. Yeah. All right. Anyway, we're so far behind. We have more leads left. You want to do, is your, how?
My lead is quick.
Woo!
Ow, that hurt.
How quick
Shine likes
lead?
That, though.
My lead is super quick. And Randy's going to love it because it's from 20 years ago.
Okay. You got a lead from 20? Go ahead.
All right. I got a lead from 20. So I was watching Celtic City yesterday, the episode Paul Pierce. And I would say this. And Paul Pierce said he's, you know, around the team. And if you look at the Celtics from back then, 2008, they underachieved in how many championships they could have won because they probably should have won more. And they didn't. If you're the Celtics of now, the opportunity for you to win back-to-back is right there at your fingertips, because that Celtics team will show you that if you don't take advantage of winning with the team that is supposed to win multiple championships, you might never get another one but one.
Great lead. Great lead from you.
So
that's a great episode. Yeah. Every episode has been great.
But that was really interesting because when they got, I love KG, when they got him and Bill Russell was like, you probably could win about 3 championships.
Yeah.
When
yeah.
you looked at that team, they probably should have won at least 2.
I know it's old footage and it's aired before, but the back and forth between KG and Bill Russell is extraordinary.
Yeah. And
extraordinary content.
I love Ticket. I remember Ticket down in Minnesota, the way he plays with the energy and just how he practiced. But that's why I think with the Celtics team, they should be taking a page out of that Celtics team's book and going, look it, those guys underachieved. We don't want to be like that.
I'm telling you, it's arguably the best sports documentary ever made.
Yeah,
Celtic
I love it.
City.
Yeah, I love it.
All right, great lead. I'll save mine. I'll fit it in at some point this morning. Here is Courtney now with what is trending before we get to They Said It.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Subaru of New England. Ian Rappaport with some breaking news this morning. The 49ers and star tight end George Kittle have agreed to terms on a big new contract extension that makes him the NFL's highest paid tight end. 4 years, $76.4 million with $40 million guaranteed.
Not bad.
Pretty good.
Not bad.
The Celtics are back in action tonight for Game 5 against the Magic. Tip is at 8:30 with Jaylen Brown listed as questionable and Drew Holiday out. The Red Sox are also back in action tonight. They're in Toronto to take on the Blue Jays. First pitch at 7:07 with Garrett Crochet taking the mound. You can listen to the game right here on EEI. Join Will Fleming on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. Kick things off with Christian Arcan at 6:07 for the MassMutual pregame show. And the Subaru of New England Love Spring event is here. Spring into your next adventure in a 2025 Subaru. Find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
56 and cloudy in Boston. Afternoon high. Sunny near 80.
When you become a parent, or even when you just start thinking about the future, everything changes. Biggest thing on your mind is making sure that no matter what happens, your family is taken care of. That's why financial security is important. If the unexpected happens, you want peace of mind knowing your loved ones won't be left scrambling. That's where Ethos comes in. Ethos makes getting life insurance fast and easy. 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and even get same-day coverage. One of the best things is that for most people, there's no medical exam. You just answer a few simple health questions online. It's a simple process that helps provide financial security and helps protect your loved ones. You can get up to $3 million in coverage with some policies as low as $30 a month. Take 10 minutes to get covered today with life insurance through Ethos. Get your free quote at ethos.com/Greg Hill. That's ethos.com/Greg Hill. Application times may vary, rates may vary. Thank you, Shime. I believe I said Fastway. It was Fastball. And not only thanks to Shime, but thanks to there was 100 text messages on the Subaru of New England text line and in Twitch. Ripped from the headlines. True story. Elderly couple, I think, were dealing with Alzheimer's, went for a drive, and then, Courtney, cover your ears. They got lost and started walking and unfortunately passed away.
No.
So, yes. By the way, speaking of rejoins, AC/DC again at some point this morning, Shime, correct?
Yes, that's okay. Correct, Greg.
All right. I have tickets for you to go to the sold-out AC/DC show at Gillette Stadium, and all you have to do is be caller number 9. When you hear AC/DC coming back from a commercial at any point on this morning show, caller 9, contest line 617-931-0937. Brief Odyssey app appreciation moment for Richie, who works at Trader Joe's in the Seaport.
Oh,
ran into Richie yesterday, had to buy a few things. And he was kind enough to tell me that he listens on the app on the way to work every single morning. So thank you to Richie. You can enjoy this show on the radio or on the Odyssey app, or you can stream it at WEEI.com, or you can watch it on YouTube or on Twitch. This show on Twitch is presented every single day by Springer's Jewelers. And if you're in the market for a diamond, you can go to tax-free Portsmouth, New Hampshire, and get the best deal on a diamond ever. And you can learn more when you go to springersjewelers.com. Yes, Curtis?
Can I ask a question that may be rude?
Yes.
Is it a Trader Joe's out of place in the Seaport?
No, I think a lot of people, first of all, it's a nightmare if you go there on Mondays anytime after 4 p.m. because that's when people apparently do their shopping.
Yeah.
I had to run in. I was making Greg's Easy Grilled Chicken Salad last night for me and DMs.
Oh, wow.
And I needed a few vegetable items, so I had to run in there. But it is, I feel like it's right at home there. People like that. And they are, Trader Joe's is great at, when a product is successful somewhere else, they just create their own version of it and sell it to you.
Good morning to Richie. Did he tell you what day is their restock day? Because there's nothing worse than getting there for a specific frozen item, because they've got the best frozen items
of all.
Oh, my God.
Really?
Yeah, the best frozen items, and it's sold out. So I always wonder what day is their restock.
I believe those are Tuesdays afternoons.
Oh, really?
I will ask Richie.
Thank you.
Maybe Richie will call it.
Okay.
Seaport needs a market basket.
You like the market baskets?
Love the market basket.
All right. Can we please, could we please get to this?
It's time for
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
They
don't let the Sox win this game.
Said it.
I'm just going to say, they want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
They said it. On the Greg Hill Show.
I'm not talking about this.
Everybody got the message?
John, I kind of like that. Obviously, they said it, brought to you by Ketch's Law, and they would like to honor those who built this city. So please nominate your friend, your mom, your brother, your sister, your cousin, your uncle, your dad, your mother, whoever you know who helped to build this city. Ketch's would like to honor them. They could win $1,000 cash and Red Sox tickets and be put on a billboard and all kinds of great things, because Ketch's would like to honor those who made this city what it was. So please nominate them. It'll take you literally 30 seconds when you go to WeBuiltThisCity.com. Where do you want to start this morning, Sean?
Well, Greg, let's begin in the NFL. Bills GM Brandon Bean popped on to a fellow Odyssey station out in Buffalo to talk about the draft. And while he was on hold, waiting to hop on with the guys were complaining about the lack of attention to the wide receiver position in the draft. Brandon Bean, not happy. Here was Brandon Bean as soon as he started his call.
I was just listening to the last few minutes of your show before I came on, waiting on here.
All right.
Sounds like 2018 all over with you guys.
How so?
Well, you guys were bitching in 2018 about Josh Allen, you guys wanted Josh Rosen, and now you guys are bitching that we don't have a receiver. I don't get it. Like, we just hold on, let me talk. Scored 30 points in a row for 8 straight games. A year ago, I get you guys asking why we didn't have receivers, but I don't understand it now. You just saw us lead the league in points when you add all the postseason, no one scored more points than the Buffalo Bills, including the Super Bowl champions. So you just saw us do it without Stephon Diggs, same group. How is this group not better than last year's group? Like, I don't – like, our job is to score points and win games. Where do we need to get better? Defense. We did that. So I get it. You got to have a show, and you got to have something to bitch about. But bitching about wide receiver is one of the dumbest arguments I've heard.
Well, for those who think that players or GMs or owners don't hear what you're saying about them in on social media and on the radio and in various media outlets, apparently they do. That man knew exactly what they were saying in 2018 about the Buffalo Bills.
If I owned the Bills, I would fire that guy today.
You would?
He does make a good point, though.
Who gives an F about the total points? If you're sitting in your office and instead of looking for a guy that will improve your defense, you're figuring out some stat like I would to back up a point to win an argument on the radio, you're in the wrong field.
But he wasn't looking up a – he didn't need to look up a stat. Like, right.
Who looked
the
up
whole
the total
point.
Points last year? Including
he probably knew that entering the draft because their offense was really good and their defense wasn't. So, like, he knew that ahead of time.
You failed last year, Brandon Bean. You need to win a Super Bowl. Until you do, don't worry about what they say. If you win, they'll all praise you.
That's why he drafted defense. That's the whole point.
That was their biggest issue.
He didn't seem confident. He had to call in and yell at a guy for having a different opinion.
No, he didn't call in. He was calling in to do his normal hit, and while he was on hold, listened to them bitching about it.
Yeah.
And so he said
something from 2018 about Josh Rosen and Josh Allen shows me that those two Odyssey employees rent space in his head.
Should have put some music under it like Angry Principal Dave does when he leaves a Hill note for Curtis. That would have been great. Well, more entertaining, but all right, what's next, Sean?
Well, Greg, one of the big topics this morning, one that we kind of pushed the leads back for, was Shedeur Sanders. And Todd McShay talked about an incident Shedeur specifically had. So this was Todd McShay sharing his, reporting on the meeting between Shedeur Sanders and Brian Daboll. Here was Todd McShay.
Shador's not in play at 3. Shador's not in play with the New York Giants, as far as I'm told. Shedeur didn't have a great interview with Brian Daboll in a private visit. An install package came in. Preparation wasn't there for it. Got called out on it. Didn't like that. Brian didn't appreciate him not liking it. I've said this before, and it started at the combine. I told you, if you've been following the show from the beginning, I told you there were two personnel people that I spoke to who were in the room during interviews, which means they're key parts of the organization. Let's leave it at that. Two teams drafting in the top 10 with quarterback needs where the interviews did not go well. Not disrespectful, nothing harsh, just felt like the phrase I've been using, and I think it aptly describes it. We didn't get the sense that Shedeur cared all that much about what we thought of him.
But Brian Daboll, another guy who obviously doesn't understand the culture, right, Wiggy?
No, I get Brian Daboll. I get what if he gave him a package, an install package, and criticized him for not. That's on Shedeur, right? That's on Shedeur.
That's so, what I've been saying to you.
But you believe that's the reason
You flip the script every time and say, Greg, you're an old white guy. You don't understand the culture.
Right. Because you believe that doesn't exist. I agreed with you that he should be prepared.
I don't believe that every NFL team, those that needed a quarterback, were willing to pass on a super talent on a player they believed was a very talented quarterback, that they were willing to pass on him. I think there's more to the story.
Bingo, and that's what I'm telling
but
you.
But it's not a conspiracy against him because of culture.
No, I said that's
about
part
the fact
of it.
That he, I wish he got into the whole cologne thing. That's also annoying. When somebody shows up and they're wearing way too much cologne, and you have to apparently take the interview outside because it's so much cologne. I mean, who wants a person around who reeks of Dakar Noir?
He likes to smell good. But
Better than B.O.
I agree with you.
It's a perfect smell alike.
I agree with you that he should be prepared and that there are other things. I'm just saying that there's more to it and culture plays into it. You believe it has nothing to do with it. That's the difference between you and I. I'm saying there is a piece of it that is pot culture, that they look at him differently, just as there is a piece of it that him not being prepared, there's a piece of it that it's his dad is. You and others believe, oh, he had bad interviews, so he went from the first round to the fifth round.
Yeah, because
if you believe
then listen,
I got a rock to sell you for $500,000.
It shows, when you're interviewing people, it shows a general lack of respect and a general lack of intention. And what they're going to pay somebody millions of dollars to do one thing. They want them to do one thing and one thing only. And that is play football and win football games. And when you're looking at somebody who's got an entourage of 20 people that he brings.
Greg,
so what?
You keep going around and around in circles. Greg,
see, that's part of my point.
Quickly, 1 second.
Go ahead.
So, yeah. Greg, what I think we're missing each other on is all of the things you're listing are perfectly normal and accurate things to use to go say that this guy isn't worth the fifth pick in the draft. What Wiggy and I are saying is that everybody who had either worse, still went one in Baker Mayfield, or like Johnny Manziel, they dropped to the end of the first round. What we're talking about with Shador is something that is literally unprecedented. It has never happened like this before, where you have someone who is viewed as a top-end quarterback draft prospect, almost guarantee in the top 15 definite first rounder, go to the fifth round. What all of those things, entourage, bad decisions, you name it, you're right. But we sat here and Briggy brought it up. You mocked Caleb Williams for the fact that he was a guy that was not exactly with it emotionally and that he wanted to own a team.
I did. And
he
and
still
I
went number one.
That makes my point.
How?
Like, because they were willing, they didn't care about the culture part of it. They were willing to draft him because of what they thought his talent was going to be. They didn't believe that talent was there when it came to Shador Sanders.
So I would just ask this question, Greg. Mike Tomlin raved about Shador Sanders. Why did the Steelers not take him in the third round?
You tell me why.
Because I'm telling you there's something else at play here. I don't know. Maybe it was the owner, and he was like, look, I don't want him on my team. I think there's character issues. Even though the quote from Mike Tomlin was, there's intangible qualities displayed that were impressive to me.
But if you think that it's culture, and Wiggy keeps bringing up like the difference between a black quarterback and a white quarterback. At the end of the day, that's what you're boiling it down to.
No, because a black quarterback went number one.
Right.
But a black quarterback went number one because he looks the part. He presents himself differently than what Shador did. Right, so everybody
he's
talking.
He's not douchey.
Because he's not douchey because he had a normal suit on. He didn't wear a bunch of chains. He doesn't seem very flashy. But
Shador,
he's the same. He's the same player. He's the same player, Greg, who said, "I'm going to throw my two touchdowns in this bowl game, and then I'm taking myself out."
We can argue about this all day. Shador wasn't even there, so we could see what he was wearing. He was at his house.
So what?
With a room where he set up his brand.
What's wrong with that?
Huh?
What's wrong with that?
Maybe teams don't like that. Maybe teams that are paying you $1 million want to be the brand that you love, the team that you're going to be working for.
Greg, this is so rich coming from you, and I know that's redundant. So Mac Jones trademarked Mac 10.
Exactly.
Yeah, I didn't
and you
like that.
Stood in that chair and said, oh, Curtis, you're such a prude.
I didn't like that.
I just think when it comes to the Steelers in particular, like, you think Mike Tomlin would let that because of a culture thing? Like, they had Juju Smith-Schuster on their team.
No,
that's why you handled Antonio Brown.
I'm talking about the owner who says, I don't want this. Like, everybody goes entourage. So he's got a lot of friends, and he likes to build his brand as a player. Why
Baker
not?
Mayfield drove drunk. He was a total and complete a-hole who was rubbed everybody he worked with the wrong way. He went number one overall. Johnny Manziel literally couldn't stop drinking.
So
was a disaster in college, and he was taken in the first round.
Rob Gronkowski.
And he's out of the league now. Maybe they figured out that that's not the direction to go.
Oh, Baker Mayfield's not out of the league.
It's a coincidence that this just all happened to Shador.
And talking about Johnny Football.
And Rob Gronkowski said he's never spent one of his NFL checks because of all the other endorsements. So players today, it's smart to build your brand.
Of course.
Because you can make money. So when you're trying to build your brand, there's the people that are on Greg's side go, oh, he don't care about football. But then when a guy's just trying to say, hey, I love football, but I also know that this is my platform to build my brand. I'm just trying to be a young, smart entrepreneur that can make this money and have generational wealth. So when I'm done playing or if I don't play that long, I have other avenues of income coming in.
In the Steelers, by the way, that bastion of integrity, Milledgeville, Georgia, online right. too about how they view their quarterback.
And that, and Curtis, you're spot on. So, the integrity thing is the biggest crock of
so
BS.
So Tom Brady, a guy who you both respect very much, you never played with him.
Yes, you ever hear of TB12?
He mentored Shedeur Sanders.
Right.
He was willing to let his owner tell him, we want him off the draft board because of culture.
Tom Brady is friends with Deion Sanders. Mm-hmm. He was doing a favor to a friend's kid.
And that's somebody, Tom Brady, who built his brand when he was playing.
But it's crazy to me that you're like, oh, okay, Tom Brady has nothing to do with it. They passed on him. But the Pittsburgh Steelers with Mike Tomlin as the head coach, like, they must have a character issue.
No, I didn't say that.
Curtis just did.
No, I said you can't talk about the Steelers and integrity given that they employed Ben Roethlisberger.
Okay, but like, oh my God, we keep going back to that.
He was the franchise quarterback for 15 years.
Oh my God.
He locked women in a bathroom.
We have got to take a break. Shyam, do you have more left for They Said It, or can we get to the news next?
Get to the news next, Greg.
Okay, all right. News with Courtney coming up next. Does the female beaver pause get an ick when the male passes gas? Apparently science is halfway to figuring that out.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll get to that and the rest of the news next.
Nice beaver.
When you become a parent, or even when you just start thinking about the future, everything changes. Biggest thing on your mind is making sure that no matter what happens, your family is taken care of. That's why financial security is important. If the unexpected happens, you want peace of mind knowing your loved ones won't be left scrambling. That's where Ethos comes in. Ethos makes getting life insurance fast and easy. 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and even get same-day coverage. One of the best things is that for most people, there's no medical exam. You just answer a few simple health questions online. It's a simple process that helps provide financial security and helps protect your loved ones. You can get up to $3 million in coverage with some policies as low as $30 a month. Take 10 minutes to get covered today with life insurance through Ethos. Get your free quote at ethos.com/Greg Hill. That's ethos.com/Greg Hill. Application times may vary. Rates may vary.
We're going to start off with a terrible story this morning. A school bus struck and killed a student in Hyde Park yesterday afternoon. It happened on Washington Street when the child was coming home from school in the neighborhood. It was not immediately clear if the child had just gotten off the bus that had hit them.
So awful.
Terrible. The identity of the child has not been released. Here's Michelle Wu on BZ.
I am completely heartbroken at imagining what this family is experiencing right now. No parent expects that they could send their child off to school and have something horrible happen.
Really awful.
Obviously, they're still investigating. Did he walk in the front and the bus driver didn't
see him? They're still investigating. The bus driver, from witnesses at the scene, the bus driver was very distraught outside, stayed, of course, on the scene.
Oh,
the child was taken to the hospital where they were pronounced dead.
Mm. Oh, awful.
Awful.
God.
A $60 million U.S. Navy F-A-18 Super Hornet fighter jet has been lost at sea after it fell overboard from the USS Harry S. Truman aircraft carrier while it was being towed on board. So the Navy made the announcement yesterday. A U.S. official said initial reports from the scene indicate that the Truman made a hard turn to evade Houthi fire, which contributed to the fighter jet falling overboard.
Okay. How do you explain this mistake at work? I mean, oftentimes it's very difficult to tell your boss that you screwed something up. In this case, you were driving the tractor that was pulling the jet, and it's $60 million, and it just went into the ocean. And it's gone forever.
And sunk, yeah.
Yeah.
Coming out of your check?
Would you explain that in parts, or would you just let the whole thing out right away?
I'd probably say, Joe did it. No, like,
you'd blame somebody else.
Yeah,
you blame
always,
Jackson.
Yeah.
I think you'd probably blame Jackson.
Like, oh, Jackson again. Yeah. Man,
right.
That guy.
Yeah, okay.
Luckily, nobody was injured on board. They all got out of the way when the jet started going off.
Can't they just, lift it out of the water and just let it dry off?
It goes they're out in the middle of the ocean. Mm. The ocean, it's miles.
Sinks right away, huh?
Miles deep. Mm. Sinks right away. It's thousands and thousands of pounds, the jet. Mm. Thing's gone.
Yeah. an irrational fear that will keep me, unfortunately, off of the speedboats when we go to the Tipsy Seagull this summer.
Uh-oh.
I don't know if you saw this, Wiggy, but I would maybe not watch Twitch or YouTube right now. A speedboat at Lake Havasu in Nevada was going 200 miles per hour, attempting to break the record of 206 miles per hour at the 2025 Desert Storm Shootout boating event on Saturday.
Holy S.
Insane.
Did they survive?
Not only did they survive, walked away with minor injuries.
Wow.
There were two racers inside of the boat when this happened. Here's one witness's reaction from Fox 10 Phoenix.
Well, as soon as the boat took off, lifted into the air, just there was audible gasps. We just held our breaths and hoped for the best.
Yeah, my speedboat days are over.
Like, you're not going to do that again if we go there again?
Nope.
I think we've been invited back to the Tipsy Seagull.
That was so fun.
For a midsummer broadcast, if you want to go.
It was so fun. I do not think I will be going on one of those boats
I thought
again.
That was going to happen to us because we were going so fast. Yeah. Like, and you've seen that before with speedboats. They just fly up because of, you know, I guess.
Wind takes it.
Yeah.
Did you guys do 140 miles?
Yeah.
At least.
Is that what you did, if I remember correctly?
About a buck 40.
Honestly, I was more scared after the show. Greg and I went over to Newport with them. They're so nice, and they took us on their boat, and that one didn't have a cover, so it was all open, and I was nervous on that. Like,
what was
I couldn't
that one doing,
stand.
About 80, 90?
I don't know what we were doing. I think at least 100, but it was in you're hitting waves going to Newport. It was
that
nuts.
Is scary. Yeah, the balls of steel to do that.
Well, but good that they're okay.
Yes.
Do you think that they'll stop trying to set the water speed record?
No.
I think that they raced like the next day and they won.
Really? Yeah, they're not stopping.
Good for them. All right, we will get to the rest of the news with Courtney next.